Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. The head of Iran's Hajj organization says that a total of 316 bodies of Iranian pilgrims killed during the recent deadly crush in Saudi Arabia have been returned home. Said Ohadi says a third cargo plane carrying nearly 100 bodies arrived in Tehran early on Tuesday. He added that efforts are underway to identify those killed or went missing during the tragedy. Meanwhile, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian has stressed that the Islamic Republic is resolved to determine the fate of all pilgrims unaccounted for in the disaster. He added that Iran's former envoy to Lebanon, Ghazan Farrokh Nabari, is among the missing pilgrims. At least 465 Iranian citizens died on September 24 after organizers blocked two main streets in Mina on the outskirts of the holy city of Mecca. Shabri Hassanali is an activist and Islamic scholar who joins us from London. Shabri Hassanali, we're looking at a country like Iran, amongst other countries like Indonesia, Nigeria, Pakistan, Egypt, the list can go on, of which they have had their nationals pretty much killed based on what is now becoming glaringly evident of Saudi's mismanagement. Don't you think that the host, the custodian of these two holy places, should come out and make an apology at the least?
I completely agree. At the very least, the Saudi Zionists should turn around and say, look, we messed this up, we made a mistake, and actually we're incompetent and unable to organize this Hajj, so we need assistance from others. But of course, let's be realistic, it's not going to happen. This entire event in Mina wasn't just an accident. It was, in my opinion and the opinion of others, it was a deliberate effort to harm the Hujjaj, to slur the Hajj and Islam as a whole by the Saudis, who at the end of the day, anyone with half a brain knows, have no connection to Islam except through name and the fact that they occupy Mecca and Medina.
When you say that they have no connection to Islam, does that mean that they are just playing the part? Because all we can look at now is what's going on in Yemen. They're bombing and killing Muslims. Doing what they're doing in Bahrain, and of course their support for terrorists, which all lead to death and destruction.
Exactly. This is the thing that while on the surface, at the end of the day, it's very easy for someone to turn around and say, I'm a Muslim. The proof of the pudding is in the eating, as they say. You know, Saudi, first of all, who gave them the right to name Hajjaz, name Arabia, after their own little illiterate family, number one. Secondly, who gave them the right to become custodians of the holy places? Of course, everyone knows this was the British. The British manufactured this cancerous family. And the reason why I say they have no connection to Islam is when someone says that they're with Islam or they follow Islam, but then they act completely against all of that. Like you mentioned, what they're doing in Yemen, what they're doing in Bahrain, what they're doing inside their own country in the East with the imminent execution of Ali al-Nimr and the continuous imprisonment of Sheikh al-Nimr and so many others. This family, this cult that has occupied that region really has no connection to Islam. In fact, you know, it wouldn't be stretching it to say that if Islam came up to them, tapped them on the shoulder and said, hello, I'm Islam, they wouldn't even recognize it. Just saying that they're Muslim, which is what they do. And this is something, this leads to something quite interesting. Imam Khomeini, with the Sirah al-Sharif, had said that there is an American Islam. There is an Islam which is not the pure Islam brought by Prophet Muhammad. And this American Islam is exactly what the Saudis and others like them are pushing. People who support the Zionists through word or deed. People who, you know, provide some sort of succor and some sort of solace to the Zionists, be it inviting them to their centers, be it not condemning them the way they should be condemned. All of these people are following this American Islam, which has got no connection to the true Islam of Muhammad, which was revived, alhamdulillah, by Imam Khomeini.